them. It's just one shout or one sayha. So those people were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this ayah. Alam yaraw annahum, you may point. Where is the ayah? Alam yaraw. Yes, you point.
Okay.
Alam yaraw. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it's a question, right? Do they not, or don't they see how many nations before? So have been so many generations and many nations that have been destroyed before. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that indeed, or verily, they will never return to them. So some scholars, they use this ayah as evidence that there is nothing which is called transmigration of souls to the bodies again after they die. You know, there are people that have the thoughts and wasawis or beliefs that, subhanAllah, they don't believe in the after, or some of them they may even believe. But they say that the souls can, you know, visit bodies, different bodies, you know, else after they die. So this ayah, from one aspect, you know, mentions that they would never return to them. So these souls will never return to them in the dunya. And the ayah also means here in this context that those people who have been destroyed, they would never come to speak to their people again. And unless in hereafter they can meet, or they can see, witness those who will be punished or those who will be honored. So it's some kind of, you know, reminder about, you know, the people, all the nations will return to Allah, and those who were punished, they never come back in the dunya. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds about the gathering, the day of Hudur, you know, that all people, all nations, all generations, they will be gathered together on the day of Qiyamah to Allah. وَإِن كُلٌّ, and there is not anyone. وَإِن كُلٌّ, and there is not anyone except, or but all together before us. Right? لَدَيْنَا, they will be before us, like they will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gathered, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرٌ. The all of these nations, they will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was, these two ayat were mentioned straight after the story about Mu'min al-Yaseen. In the following ayat from this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listing to us a number of ayat, a number of blessings, a number of miracles. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an ayah on to prove one of the themes of the surah. You know, we mentioned the surah Yaseen discusses two central themes. Number one is resurrection, right? And the evidences on that Allah has the might, Allah has the power to give life to people, to the dead again, and to bring to life the dead. And Allah gives evidences on that. The other central theme in Surah Yaseen is the Risala of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and the evidence on that, which is Qur'an. So don't forget the themes. So it is from the beginning of the surah until the end. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a powerful, or a most powerful ayah, actually, we can see, you know, one of the most powerful ayat or miracles that we see before our eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ, and an ayah also, or another ayah for them, or an ayah. The word ayah, something, you say ayah meaning alama. So it's an evidence, or an ayah that has evidence, or an ayah that has impact, you know, to reflect. It's worthy of reflection. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ, for them, الْأَرْضُ, the land, is the land, الْمَيْتَةُ, the dead, or the lifeless. Lifeless, the earth or the soil is something that is dead, inanimate, something that even becomes also dry. You know, you don't, as how are the human beings, they don't think or reflect how this earth, or how this sand, subhanAllah, work together with the water, with the sunshine, with the light, to produce, you know, living being, which is vegetation, which is fruits. SubhanAllah, these are living things. You know, and the scientists, you know, they know all of these things. So that these are, you know, plants or these vegetations, they have cells, you know, they have life. Living things come from something that was dead. So this is an evidence for those who think and heed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to the human beings when they are dead. Allah will make them life living again. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ An ayah for them is the earth or the land. الْمَيْتَة that is dead, right, or lifeless. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا We give it life. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا And we brought forth, right, from it. حَبًّا يعني grains, right? فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ And the grains refers to all the, you know, includes all the food that come from grains, you know, rice or wheat or all of these grains and seeds. فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ And they ate thereof, or therefrom they eat. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ So two main things we learn from this ayah. Number one, the proof how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He gives life to this lifeless soil, how He will give life to the human bodies, you know, again to be brought, you know, forth alive again. Number two is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds about some of His blessings. So some of the ayat on His tawheed, that He is worthy of worship, is that He created in this creation benefits and plants and gave blessings, you know, and bounties and favors to the human being to benefit from. So the emphasis given here is فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ How can they eat? What they would eat from? So they are human beings and they eat and drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and subjugated the entire creation for us, you know, to eat and drink and survive. You say it's something that is incumbent on us to think where this is coming from and how this is working. Today, subhanAllah, people just take it for granted. And subhanAllah, life becomes so materialistic. People go to the shopping, you know, and they pick the fruits and all the vegetables before their eyes. And it doesn't take even 1 minute from them to think how Allah created these things in the first place. So two main benefits. Dalil or proof. عَلَى الْبَعْثِ Number two, you know, a benefit of Allah is reminding us about some of the blessings that He is request or he's, that it is required from us to think about and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayat goes further. You know, the ayat goes further. The whole section of ayat tonight is about ayat and blessings and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only for those who have faith to think about, it's for those who don't have faith and those who have faith as well. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا And we have made therein. فِيهَا The word ha refers to? Ha refers to? Al-Ard. Al-Ard is feminine, is feminine, right? Mu'annath. Al-Ard is feminine, right? وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا So that's why the pronoun is فِيهَا And we have made therein, meaning in the earth, jannat, gardens. Gardens of fruits. You know, date palm trees and grapevines, you know, apple, you know, all of these different jannat, gardens of vegetables. مِن نَخِيل of date palms, وَأَعْنَاب and grapes. And specifically in the scholars, they make some reflection, the word jannat, a'nab, and sometimes ruman. So it is said that they are of the best fruits. So this is some kind of a reflection among the other reflections. And others, they say, these were the best of the best, you know, fruits for the people, the first people whom the Quran was addressing. So this is also another a reflection out of many reflections. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ So what is the نَخِيل? نَخِيل is the plural of نَخْلَة. Right? And نَخْل, so there is نَخْلَة, نَخْل, نَخِيل. نَخْل and نَخِيل, نَخِيل, the two of them are plural, and the singular is نَخْلَة. Right? And there is شَجَرَة. شَجَرَة is a tree that includes all the different forms of trees. But the نَخْلَة is also, could be a tree, but it is not specified. So نخل نخل نخيل وأعناب what is the singular of أعناب؟
عنب
there is عنب is a plural actually so Allah said أعناب is a plural of a plural and the singular is عنبة right عنبة طيب وفجرنا فيها and again Allah caused to gush forth فيها فيها refers to فيها refers to الأرض again so Allah made springs water. Where this water coming from, as in springs or from rain? So this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed in this planet of Earth. You know, if you want to reflect from science as well, they are studying the red planet and the Mars. You know, how there are not enough, you know, means for life. There is no gravity. So the Earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that planet that Allah created out of so many planets and there in the creation, is something Allah reminds us about, you know, the blessings and the means of life and surviving on it, and the subjugation of all of that. The Earth is subjugated for the human beings to walk on, to travel through, to traverse within, to eat from, to build on. The gravity, you know, the gravity that, you know, in the planet of Earth is something also we need to think about it. You know, I'm saying this referring from science, because science is supposed to open people's heart to believe more in, and more in Allah. You know, actually as human beings come to know more about the creation, whether the creation of human beings, whether the creation of the heavens or the earth or the space, this is something that should actually instill more and more faith and yaqeen within or inside our hearts. Subhanallah, that's what it's supposed to be. If you're good to know something about science, it should strengthen your yaqeen, not make people doubt, subhanallah, and the question. And by the way, actually faith challenges, there are a number of areas where faith or revelation challenges, science. According to science, the scientific principles that, you know, the scientists or the empirical science, you know, they believe in something that is perceptible, something that can be sensed, you know, by the human senses. So this is what they assume. But in the same time, they believe in many things that are not sensed, you know, are not sensed by the human senses. Like gravity, for example. Like electricity, for example. Something that cannot be, you know, from a face value. Many of these things, you know, if you apply the literal scientific, you know, themes, you know, it wouldn't work. Science is a challenge. This is an area that the Muslim scholars, they use as well. So coming back here to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made from this planet of Earth the springs and the water, you know, which is an essential source of survival in this earth. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَنِهِ, so that they eat from its fruit. So the word ثَمَنِهِ, subhanAllah, it is said refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refers to Allah, or it could refer also to the gardens or to the plants of the earth. So لِيَأْكُلُوا from its fruit, right? وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ, the word وَمَا, the Mufassirun have two views for the word وَمَا. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وَمَا is could, the word وَمَا could, the word مَا could mean, you know, negation, could be used for negation, right? And it could be mean, it could mean also الَّذِي, or that. So based on the two meanings that the word could function to work, you know, and have in also in specific context. So the word وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically saying, so that Allah made all of these things, so that they eat from the fruit, and that which their hands did not make. So they didn't make it. They didn't make it. It's something Allah made it for them. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Will they not then give thanks? Or why don't they give thanks? أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. So the word ma, if it means not, meaning they will eat from the fruit while their hands didn't make that. It is not them that they make it, right? So this is a meaning that there is no contradiction. Actually, the language bears both meanings. And on the other function of the word ma, which means الَّذِي, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, so that they eat from the fruit, from its fruit, and that their hands have produced from the sources that Allah created. So from that, their hands, ايديهم meaning, what's the meaning of ايديهم? Their hands. So the human beings, whatever they create, it is something that they make from the sources that Allah gave to them. So they make these things, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, they are also, you know, supposed to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will they not then give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is a call for everyone who think about this ayah to make shukr to Allah. Then the ayat continue further and more powerful as well. Something that is really, you know, amazing. It is fascinating. When I will share with you some of these things, inshallah, tonight, bi-ibni Allah ta'ala. Subhana alladhi khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorifying Himself. Actually, when we were supposed to be, to say Subhanallah. Every time we look at the creation of the gardens or the creation of this, the springs, the water coming down from the heavens, you are supposed to say Subhanallah. And you are supposed to make shukr to Allah. And you are supposed to have more yaqeen that this is all coming from Allah. No human being having any you know, source of power to produce any of these things themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is glorifying Himself and is declaring His perfection. So what is the meaning of subhanAllah? Glory. What is the meaning of subhanAllah?
Glory to Allah.
Glory to Allah. Be to Allah. What meaning also? I give an English word which fits.
Perfection.
Very good. So when you say subhanAllah, meaning perfection is to Allah. You know, the other meaning also, in other words, Allah is far or is beyond any imperfection. Right? So it means also that subhanalladhi, the one, or to glory be to Him, or perfection is due to Him, the one who created the pairs. Right? أَخَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. The pairs, you know, pairs in the human beings are created in pairs, you know, and men and women, and they are created to marry, right? So this is something the Quran also emphasizes. The Quran emphasizes, you know, in a number of sections, because humanity have been given fake freedom that they can defy the form of creation of the Creator. You know, like someone is today, the laws are given that people can, you know, choose whatever gender they want. Someone is born a girl, he can choose to be a boy. A boy can choose to be girl. The challenge is, this is going to be very challenging for Muslims. So we don't have issue, we don't threaten any people who want to do whatever they want. But for us as Muslims, we have to stand together, you know, to be having the freedom to say, no, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in that. So Allah created the human beings in pairs, created the animals in pairs, created the vegetations in pairs as well, created the heavens and earth, sun and the moon, subhanAllah. So I think these scholars are saying these are pairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-layl wa nahar, and Allah has given two pairs that are coming, you know, within the ayat. Allah has given two pair of things, you know, a pair of two things, al-shams wal-qamar, al-layl wa nahar. Al-layl meaning night, and nahar meaning daytime, al-shams meaning wal-qamar meaning the moon. So these are pairs. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana alladhi khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha. All of the pairs Allah created. Mimma tunbitu al-ard. Of that which the earth produces. That comes from the earth is also in pairs. Wa min anfusihim, and of their kind, from the human beings, they are also created in pairs. You know, husband and wife, you know, children and parents, men and women. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Thariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And from everything, Allah created زَوْجَيْن, two pairs, or pairs of two things, so that you make thought, or give thought, or heed. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Flee to Allah, I am a clear warner from Allah to you. And then وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ There are so many things that we would fail to know. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا We would continue until we die, no matter how much advancement the humanity would discover. SubhanAllah, they will continue to have little knowledge of what Allah has. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ things that we don't know, Allah also created pairs. Now we'll continue to another ayah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ So Allah is giving us other two ayahs on two pairs. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ And an ayah from Allah for them is the night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ Allah withdraws. Allah takes away the daytime from the night. How the daytime comes from the night and the night comes back to again, you know. So they are in rotation, subhanAllah, in alteration, in rotation, in a course of a circle of life. And they are subjugated by Allah. We will see how a creature of Allah, which is the sun, which is, you know, multiple millions bigger than the earth. The sun, since Allah created the universe, Allah knows best how many millions, billions, you know, there are estimations. So the sun is flaming, is kindling, is, you know, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rises in the morning and sets in the evening. This is something is coming with us. So now the sun has set. For many of us, even though we have faith, we just take it for granted. Night comes, go to bed, wake up in the morning, go to work. So this is something that, you know, really, really, it's very troubling that we don't really think about it. And it has, evidences, it has miracles, it has things that, you know, we need to delve into and try to make meditation and contemplation, you know, on these things. And this is also a realm, this is a field of reflection for the little one, for the children. SubhanAllah, it's because the fitrah is still very pure, and if you tell them about, you know, that the sun and the moon, the heavens and earth, the oceans and the water, the fitrah connects quickly. SubhanAllah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ And for them, the ayah of the night. Allah withdraws the night, the daytime from the night. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ So the daytime is taken from the night. The daytime is taken, it's gonna come the night. So people will be in darkness. You know, the same section of day that we are now in darkness. So it's gonna be daytime again. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرَ When the subh, the daytime, when it is bright. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي Ustaz Adli, can you show us some of the pictures that I sent to you? I want to show you something here.
Which one?
It's ready, mashallah.
This one?
Go back to the book again. Yeah, keep it on. Just press on. Yes. Look at this, subhanAllah, a very interesting ayah. Very, very interesting. You know, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي SubhanAllah. The sun runs. How come the sun is running? So supposed to be, you may say, actually the earth is, moves around its, you know, axis. And from this comes the... comes the day and night, right? And the sun orbits as well, or rotates, right, around the earth, and from this comes the four sections of the year, right? There are other orbits, you know, the flutes, right? And they say, the other, كُلُّم فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ You know, the word يَسْبَحُونَ, the word تَجْرِي, the word تَقْدِير, precise, you know, calculation. The Quran speaks about these ayat. The Muslim scholars, they say, the Quran speaks about very, very sophisticated, you know, mathematical calculations and precision. SubhanAllah. That is over 1400 years ago. Where human, we wouldn't have, you know, any of these theories or facts, whether in math, whether in calculation, whether in astronomy. So the word كُلُّم فِي فَلَكْ and we'll come to this. First to finish this part. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي You know تَجْرِي when you run? When you run, you know, you run like this. When you're running, this is the, you know, the movement when you run. Subhanallah, ajeeb. لمستقر لها. So that's the sun is running. Allah is not saying the sun is swimming only. In another ayah, Allah is saying the sun is swimming. You know, this the vertebrates, you know, a form of movement of the sun and the moon and the planets. So in this ayah, Allah says that the shams tajri لمستقر لها. What is the mustaqar of the shams? For its fixed course. So the sun is running towards something that is fixed, a stable. What is that? Very interesting, very, very interesting for us, because it's an ayah that it's an eye opener for us. You know, and something also that ajeeb, all human beings, they see the sun. We all see the sun in the morning. Have we asked ourselves where this light of the sun coming from? Or how this sun have been, you know, flaming for how many years? Did it happen to come in a day to say not to open, for example, or not to rise? There could be khusuf and khusuf, khusuf and khusuf. Subhanallah, for some reasons, Nabi Sallallahu would pray salat al-khusuf and khusuf. Why? Because this is something has to do with the day of judgment. When any change of the sun setting, so that means, you know, nazir, remind about day of judgment. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ sunnah mu'akkada to pray salat al-kusuf with the khusufi, the eclipse of the moon, or the eclipse of the sun. Kusuf al-shams or khusuf al-qamar. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي تَجْرِي الْمُسْتَقَرِ لَهَا. Let's listen to this narration. Salat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was narrated, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad. It was narrated that Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I asked Rasulullah ﷺ about this ayah. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a turn. فَقَالَ, he said, the narration mentions that the Prophet said, مُسْتَقَرُّهَا تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. Its fixed course is beneath the throne. Its fixed course is beneath the throne of Allah. So the throne of Allah, the scholars say, is encompassing the entire creation. Is encompassing the entire creation, including the sun. So the scholars say, there is also another hadith in Abu Dharr narrated, that every day the sun rises from the east, right? And then it goes, you know, until it comes in the middle. This is the zawal. So when the sun is in the zawal, the sun is exactly under the throne. The sun is parallel under the throne. It's as high as and as straight as under the throne. And especially in the Middle East, where the sun is something which is called zenith. Australia doesn't have zenith. We went to the planetarium, Australian planetarium, you know, the observatory of the sun and the universe, and they showed us, you know, the earth is a little bit tilting because we are in the southern east of the earth, of the globe. But in the Middle East, for example, so where it's the sun is at its zenith, exactly, there is no tilting. So now, the sun rises in the morning and then it goes in the middle, right, of the day. This is the zawal, and it starts 1 minute after the zawal. This is the, what is the meaning of zawal?
Fall, reduce.
Reduce, zawal. What is the meaning of zawal?
Fall.
Or? Yes, you want to say something?
Decline.
Decline. Oh, yes, you say something?
The highest point.
Yeah, this is the almost the zenith, or they say meridian, right? So exactly after the sun, it goes zawal, decline or departure, going to set. The sun is going to set. Where is the sun going to? The sun goes all the way opposite to the throne. So if we say this is the throne, for example, you know, the sun goes all the way to the throne to make sujood. How the sun makes sujood? Allah knows best. But the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the sun rises every single day, and after the sun sets, when the sun sets, goes to make sujood. Allahu Akbar. So the sun rises by the command of Allah and goes to set to make sujood for Allah. And there will be a day, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that there will be a day that the sun will, every single day, the sun before the sun rises, asks Allah permission. Should I rise? Should I rise? And then Allah gives the permission for the sun to rise again in the following day. And there will be a day the sun will ask Allah's permission and it would not be given the permission to rise from the east. And that would be the sun will go back to rise from the west, and that is when the day of the day of Qiyamah, right? The sun will not rise from the east. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to read to you the hadith. The hadith is sahih, in Sahih Bukhari. Very interesting. كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد عند غروب الشمس. سيدنا أبو ذر الغفاري, he says, I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the masjid when the sun was setting. فقال يا أبا ذر أتدري أين تغرب الشمس؟ Oh Abu Dhar, do you have any idea where the sun is setting? Where the sun is going to? قلت الله ورسوله أعلم. Allah and His Messenger know best. And this is something we can say if someone is seeing the Prophet. Today, if you want to say, you say only Allah knows best. Right? So the Sahaba, when they speak to the Prophet, they say Allah and His Rasul know best. Because Allah tells the Prophet والسلام, by wahi. But now the Prophet والسلام, passed away, so we only say Allahu A'lam. Right? فَقُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ الْعَقَالَ فَإِنَّهَا تَذْهَبُ حَتَّى تَسْجُدَ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. The sun goes until it makes sujood under, you know, under the throne, right? And that's when the sun sets. فَذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. So the hadith is quoted, or the ayah is quoted here. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. What is the مُسْتَقَرُ of the shams again? What is the مُسْتَقَرُ of the sun? The throne, excellent. Look at the conclusion, look at this. This is a powerful conclusion here. This is the decree, taqdeer. The word taqdeer also means calculation. The word taqdeer, right, means calculation. Decree, determination, right? ذلك تقدير العزيز, the Almighty, right? Look at these two powerful names of Allah. Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. So it is something for us meant that we do need to reflect on the conclusions of the ayat. And something specifically when Allah speaks about, concludes the ayat with some of His beautiful names. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. So when Allah says He is Al-Aziz, that He is the one who has the power to do it. And He is the one who is challenging others. The word Al-Aziz meaning, الَّذِي لَا مُغَالِبَ لَهُ وَلَا مُنَازِعَ. This is the meaning of Al-Aziz. The all-powerful, almighty, the compelling that no one else can defy or challenge Him. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Al-Alim, the all-knowing. The all-knowing, all the knowledge is with Him. Now I want to conclude this ayat. Allow me to do this two ayat. And then from next time we start from the ayat about the sheep. And the sheep captains are here. They can also reflect on the ayat about the sheep. Allah speaks about the sheep. It's His ayah that the sheep sails over the water. Subhanallah. So let's finish this ayat, those two ayat, and then we go. Before we move, can you show us the picture how the sun runs? This is from the Milky Way.
Is this one?
Yes. Can you look at this arrow that they are? Can you make it bigger? Can you look at this arrow? This is the sign, what the scientists are showing, how the sun, this, how when the sun orbits, it makes like, you know, can you see?
Lips.
Can you see this? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There is nothing you can say after. Subhanallah. Perfection is due to Allah. This is about the sun, right? You know, and taken from the Milky Way. So I move to the ayah about Al-Qamar. A more interesting one, which I myself have been like delving into, you know, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing that. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا. So now, we have finished a pair of things, night and day. We are taking another pair of two things. The qamar, which is the moon, and then قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا. We have measured for it. So the different phases of the moon, the crescent, you know, the moon, the other different phases, you know, the muhat, even when the hilal, the badr, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the full moon, the super moon, all of these things, these stages or these phases, Allah mentions in the Quran. We measured manazil, different mansions, different phases, right? Hatta hada kal urjun al qadim, until it goes back like the dried curved date stalk or branch. You know the branch of the date palm tree. Look, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala would sometimes use metaphor from the very same environment that people are living in. You know, like the people who received first the Quran, right? They would always attach, would be attached to the camels. So that's why Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. أَفَلَا, will they not reflect or look at the camels? How the camel is created, such a tall, you know, with a long neck and with the feet. SubhanAllah. So it's something that deserves thinking and reflection. So it is said that this is something also peculiar, something specific about the camel, how they are created. They are different from horses, from other animals. And it's also said that this was an animal that the Arabs were so much familiar with. So the life is attached to, guys, open your eyes and open your minds to think about this camel that you ride and that you survive on. So let us look at this. Something that was very common in Arabia as well is the date palm trees. Al-Urjun al-Qadim. So first is the Hilal, right? The crescent. And the opposite, the last phase of the moon, right, is opposite way. Salat al-Rasul, something like that. So let us show us the picture, Brother Adli. Look at Al-Urjun al-Qadim. We'll come to this picture also, but let's finish this one. No, another picture. Oh. You may use the arrows, you know, if you have arrows here, it would.
I only have two pictures.
Is all right.
Yeah. I don't have that picture.
Salam also. Salam
also.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabina Muhammad. Are you sure that you have only one picture?
I have only two.
Because I did send it to you. Okay, I'll send it to you again. Okay. I'll send it to you again and we will carry on.
Okay.
If you manage to download.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very fine.
Okay.
So I'll send to you again the other picture.
All right.
So until you download it. وَلَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا. So now Allah, you know, this is the hilal, the crescent, the other shape, you know, the date palm tree, you know, the branch of the date, you know, it's something that after it gets dry, it makes like this, and it makes the shape, you know, the shape of a face of one of the faces of the moon. Salat al-Rasulullah. So the crescent is like this, and the Urjun al-Qadim is like this. Salat al-Rasulullah. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا. It is neither befitted, it is not allowed for the sun. Can you look at this? You know, it's not allowed. It is not, when Allah says, it's not permitted, it's not allowed for the human being to do haram. They have to submit. Allah is saying, it is not permitted for the sun to overtake the moon. Meaning the sun cannot, you know, overtake the moon to come in the night. Neither the night cannot overtake, you know, the daytime cannot overtake the sun to come in the night. That is the default way of creation. Again, sometimes Allah gives us some reminders about different settings, which is eclipse, khusuf and kusuf. This is something as a reminder for the hereafter. Like the default way of creation of human being, five fingers. Sometimes someone be having six fingers. This is an ayah from Allah to think more about creation. Someone may have four fingers, right? So this is sometimes something different from the norm, so that people think about the norm. You know, some of the scholars, they say, why there is evil? So that we appreciate God. So, you know, a very powerful response You know, if it's heaven, it's not heaven, the dunya. So Allah made the dunya with good and evil to happen until the dunya finishes. If there is no evil, the human being would never be able to recognize God. So coming back here, Salah also, did you manage to download it?
Not yet.
That's all right, take your time. So we have only one ayah and then we go. لَشَّمْسِ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا It is not permitted for the sun to overtake the moon. وَلَا لَيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ And nor the night can outstrip the day. وَكُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْمَحُونَ And each or all of them, they all are orbiting or floating. Floating in orbit. They are floating in orbit. Salaam Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam. I'm almost done. And we go inshaAllah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Nor does the it is not for the sun to overtake the moon. This means that each of them has its time when it prevails. So it is not appropriate for the sun to rise at night. وَلَا لَيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Nor does the night outstrip the day. Means after night has passed, it is not right for another night to come until it has been day. There must be day in between. So it's not, the norm is, it is not for two nights to come straight away without a daytime, right? You may say there is a very corners of the globe where people don't have sun. This is something Allah Subhanahu wa Taala made as an ayah. It's an ayah. The Quran mentions. So the authority, another meaning, the authority of the sun is during the day, and the authority of the moon is at night. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They can't outstrip each other. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's something that shows us. Allah is the creator of the sun and the moon. Some people used to worship the sun. How come? You are worshipping a sun that never ever outstrip or never ever overtakes something Allah created for it. So it has a reminder for people who would worship the sun and the moon. It has a reminder for the human beings that you are commanded by Allah as the sun and the moon is commanded and subjugated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not permitted that you disobey or defy Allah's system. So it has a lot of reflection for those who heed. So let us look at the conclusion of the ayah. وَكُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ Can you look at this ayah? كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ كُلُّمْ means?
All.
Fi means? Falak means? Orbit. Right? Sphere or orbit. Yes, بَحُوَ means? Floating. Right? So let us, can you show us, you already have the picture of كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ You already have a picture of كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ
Go ahead.
Yes, it's already in my laptop. Don't worry, next time I'll show you the Ujun al-Qadim. The picture Brother Adli will download, and I will show you the Ujun al-Qadim that the Quran mentions. Yeah. Look at this word, and this is very, very interesting, fascinating. Linguistic miracle, as well as astronomical miracle. So Allah mentions over 1400 years ago that the planets, are orbiting in Falak. Look at this, the solar system. They have discovered it, Mendeleev and those scientists. You know, they have discovered these things. The Quran mentions that over 1400 years ago, that the planets are orbiting in circles, or in falak. Kullun fi falak. Can you read the ayah from the other part? Kullun fi falak. The way the planets orbit, right? The way the planets orbit, the way the word or the phrase used about this is read from both directions. SubhanAllah. كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكْ SubhanAllah. Just say SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. You couldn't download it?
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
JazakAllah khair. I don't want to take that long time. That's verified. Alhamdulillah. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم استر عيوبنا اللهم فرج كروبنا اللهم تول امرنا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب والابصار صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك اللهم طهر قلوبنا اللهم اقوي الايمان في قلوبنا اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك اليقين والمعافاه في الدنيا والاخره يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب والابصار صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك اللهم اغفر الذنوب واستر العيوب وفرج الكروب وتب علينا نتوب اللهم يا رب أتقبل شهداء المسلمين في كل مكان، ارحم المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي تركستان وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم فرج كرب الإسلام في مصر وفي سوريا وفي ليبيا وفي العراق وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ارزقنا الحج والعمرة الكريمة. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء والوباء، اللهم ارفع عنا واحفظنا من كل داء يا أكرم الأكرمين. رب لنا أولادنا واحفظ شبابنا ونساءنا. نسألك الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة، نعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير. إن شاء الله next time we'll show you the picture of العرجون القديم. العرجون القديم. Remember the name. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.